I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
I live on the western edge of the Mesabi Iron Range. I constantly drive by numerous pits without a second thought, never thinking about their significance to the development of the region, much less their essential role in building our modern national way of life. But today I'm going to go on a tour of the Hill Annex State Park in Calumet, about 20 miles northeast of Grand Rapids on Highway 169. The park offers two kinds of guided bus tours down into the pit. A paleontology tour where people can look for fossils in one of the old mine dumps. And the one I'm here for today, the historic mine tour. I was in for a pleasant surprise. It turned out that my tour guide, David Lottie, a former miner, was an old college friend. We started the tour with a little history. The story starts with railroad magnate James J. Hill's sons convincing him to get into the iron ore business.
Well, he had to take a lease out on this particular property, a 50-year lease, to explore and mine iron ore. U.S. Steel did the majority of the exploratory drilling here. About 1911, Hill sent his son Lewis up here. And what they did here, to begin with, is start an underground mine. And they ran a shaft down about 300 feet and about 500 feet out into the ore body. And by this time, they realized they were in a massive ore field and underground mining was not going to be the way to do it. So they abandoned the underground and begin strip mining. They bring in steam locomotives and side dump ore cars, steam-powered shovels that were mounted on rail, and they begin stripping. And they start on the north edge of the property, because that's where the ore was closest to the surface. And in the 80-plus years that they did active mining here, they pursued that ore body clean as close as they could get to Calumet, before it became unprofitable and the recession in the early 1980s.
They eventually mined so close to the town that when blasts were scheduled, people with houses closer to the pit would seek shelter in the basements of more sturdy buildings in case flying rock and debris came crashing down.
The majority of the Hill Annex mine sits in the corporate boundaries of Marble. And the reason that is back in 1910, on April 20th, the last hurrah of the legislature that year, U.S. Steel was able to gerrymander most of the ore body. Colerain went around Bovee. Taconite moved clean over to the edge of Marble. Marble went around Calumet. That meant those corporate towns were going to prosper. And Calumet, Bovee, for the most part, were satellite towns. And the one thing about the Hill Annex, it represents over its lifetime the progression and changes in technology and mining. You start out with pick and shovel, horses and mules and scrapers, steam power. Hill Annex was the first mine to be electrified in 1930. They switch over from steam to electric locomotives. Then in the middle of World War II, when they had 12 miles of track in this pit and high demand for iron ore, trains were not going to be practical any longer, and they were deep enough, so they convert over to truck and shovel, power shovel. Those trucks back then were side dumpers, and they operated because of a war effort on propane. So propane technology was available in the middle of World War II. Then, as they keep mining here and changing the landscape, they get into the deepest pocket here. This pit is nearly 600 feet deep in the southeast corner. It's filling up with water. You have the same problem here now that they had in Bovee and Colerain. The only problem is here is our elevation is about 1,400 feet. We're about 200 feet higher than Bovee and Colerain. So it's not practical to siphon it out. For many years, the park system pumped the pit. And we had a budget of about $80,000, which we would burn through in about 5.5 months. Pumping water is expensive, but in mining it's a necessary evil. And currently we're no longer pumping. The whole complex is filling up.
On the tour, we'd go down to the water level and could just see the top of what was, until recently, a viewing platform, now covered with water. There was also a stake about 6 feet out from the shore. Now, it was a marker where the water had been at ice out this year. You're listening to Close to Home, and we're on a tour at Hill Annex Mine State Park.
When the Interstate Mining Company took over, they paid royalties to the Hill Family Trust, and also because this was school trust property, they pay into the school trust. Now, when this was an operating mine, it paid nearly $28 million into the school trust, which was invested, and the principal's never been touched as far as I know. A while back, when I was still mayor in Marble, and my friend John Turrell is mayor here in Calumet, we have been approached by a number of entities about moving our two communities, because there's plenty of iron ore underneath these both these communities. It's just deeper. And what really put the end of it here as far as the mining goes, their equipment was old and small. It was 25, 35 years old, and if they had the equipment that they now use, you know, it would probably have been no problem.
Sure.
They had to move these communities. So I guess with that, we can go down the road.
When we entered the pit, we made numerous stops to talk about what we were seeing and to learn about the process of mining, as well as the lives of the miners.
Well, when they go through this layer, even though there was quite a bit of hematite in it, they were after higher quality ore. So they just hauled this out here, made a trestle dump like this. Your locomotive's dumped, buried it. Now, in the late 50s, they built the plant on the other side of this hill, and they processed this. And it's loaded with a lot of fossils. I found three shark's teeth today, and the way the miners got into the pit, down in front of the main office building, down in front of the superintendent's office, there was a stairway. And at the end, there were over 800 steps, and you were not paid walking in and walking out. You were only paid when you're on your job site. 16-hour days, then 12-hour days, then finally they won an 8-hour day.
Over the years, 63 million tons of iron ore were extracted from Hill Annex, and it became the sixth largest producer in Minnesota. Its peak year was 1943, during a period of high demand due to the Second World War. Now, interestingly enough, the same year, 1943, was the year women began to dominate the workforce in the mine due to a shortage of manpower, again caused by the war. In addition to the history, the tour provided some spectacular views at overlooks where you could see for close to 30 miles.
A lot of times I'll come down here in the morning, you'll catch deer out here, an occasional timber wolf, see black bear in here. When these choke cherries and pin cherries get ripe, they really work these trees a little. Same thing with these raspberry patches.
Hill Annex Mine State Park offers tours on Fridays and Saturdays until September. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home. Something never changed on the Mesabi.